Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
To go offshore to search for those blue water experiences.
Give every morning a fresh start with Jimmy Dean.
Okay, good morning, guys. This is Rob Pizzola. I didn't even plan on going live, and the reason I am going live is because we are seeing a crush destruction of the market right now. We're monitoring Bloomberg Television, and I've got some stats for you if you're in the market right now or if you just haven't paid attention. Bear with me a second. As of right now, this is where we stand as far as the down. This is what I'm telling my team. Listen, team, do not panic. Do not buy on the dip. We are monitoring all the fundamentals of this. This is the biggest loss since before the pandemic. Do not try to short this play. Market stats are the current. 10:09 a.m. p.m. the market or the Dow was down 947 points. At 10:17 a.m. PST, the Dow went down 1023. Okay, now the Dow, as of right this second, is down 1089. NASDAQ right now is down 657. It's all started at 10 a.m. It was down 4.59% loss. These are our suggestions. If you're looking to be able to figure out what to do, number one, don't do anything that I say because I'm not a licensed person that should give you advice on this. However, we're very, very smart in what we do when we buy with our portfolios. Number one, you grab Tesla. Elon Musk just made a deal. That's one thing that is in play. If you can get it, I would suggest not buying Tesla for less than $50 or for anything more than $50 if you can get it. I suggest buying corn, wheat, coffee, soybeans. Just watch the commodity index. The VIX is another thing you guys need to be watching. Bitcoin is down to 36,000. Let's see. I'm watching this live. So, Bitcoin is down 36,897, and that's as of 10:49. We are buying gold, silver, lumber, and Brent oil. Gold right now is down 6.94% at 1874. Silver is unchanged at 22. Copper, we have aluminum is down 37. Platinum is down 10.49. So aluminum is at 29. Wait a second, $2,916 per unit. Platinum, that took off. Okay. So you guys are getting the idea of what we're seeing right now. These are live numbers, and I got to warn you guys, when I get on and I say I start talking, I have a reason for it. Sugar right now, that's another one we're going to add to our list. Sugar is up 0.16% at $18.76. So your commodities are going up. We had coffee on our list. I still maintain coffee. Lumber's going down right now, as far as what we can see. The euro and then the dollar has gone down to 1.14%. And the yen, let's see, the Dow right now is at, we're down almost 1,100 points. This is getting, okay, this is, here's where it's fun. So, okay, as of right now, 11:02 a.m. In Los Angeles, with Dow is down almost 1,100 points. We're down 1,097.44 on the Dow. S&P 500 is down 1.57.43. And that's as of right now, down 3.67%. NASDAQ is down 665.83, 12,996. Bitcoin, Bitcoin for net today is down $3,018. It's down 7.62%. Ethereum is down. Well, I lost that one. Forget it took off. Ethereum is down. It's down. Okay. Let me see who's in the room, guys. If you guys want to come up, and if you're in, if you guys have anything to bring, and you or anything you want to say, come on up. If you're in the game, and you're, you know, you're seeing your portfolio being wiped out, I'm telling people very cautiously, guys, do not panic. This is the biggest financial loss since the beginning of the pandemic, and you're probably not going to see this on your morning news right now. And I guess I can understand. Gold has extended gains in Asia on signs of the Federal Reserve's tightening path won't be as severe as many investors were anticipating. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve guys reduced the base rate by 0.5%. They're anticipating that this is going to continue to go down, and the analysts are all predicting that they're going to continue to raise interest rates. Precious metals rose almost 1% after closing 0.7%. And then after hours trading, West Texas Intermediate traded at 108 a barrel after closing up 5.3 on Wednesday. So you're 108 a barrel on West Texas. So it gives you an idea. The Nifty point, Nifty's actually 5.05 up right now. All right, Treasury bond bill. All the treasuries are down right now. 2-year, 10-year, 30-year treasury bonds are down. Let's take a look back at the Dow again. Now the now the Dow is down 1,120. We're now hitting, I think, 1,200 would be catastrophic. You guys got to go back to the history of the markets. Wait a minute. Ask guests to join. Wait a minute. How can I do that? I'm still trying. We record these guys and then we turn them into podcasts. You guys know that. I don't know whether this will be appropriate to do today. It'll probably just piss people off. Let's take a look at what the Dow's doing right now, because I think that she's saying,
wake up to sort of this renewed fundamentals that things maybe aren't as great as we thought.
Jerome Powell is making his moves right now. And
regret function, but when we thought yay for equities because okay, we're having more dovish Fed, really the bigger concern becomes what if in 3 months or 6 months the Fed has fallen behind and that policy error leads to an extreme scenario where we're getting surprise hikes. I think these kind of fears are very natural.
Yeah, and that's the point. They're talking right now, what if this is all an error? What if what the Fed did during the past year has actually been an error, and it's not something that that was a conclusive and positive beneficial analytical decision, because they wanted to support the dollar. Well, they supported the dollar by creating additional funds, an additional currency, but there's nothing to back it up. So that's why we're looking at this type of a loss right now. Intraday right now, volume is 12,821.81. Your Dow is now, you're still at 1,115. NASDAQ 673 down. So if somebody wants to come up on stage with me, we could talk. If you guys understand the markets, how they work, you guys, a lot of you, here's the problem. And this is the reason I want to tell you guys exactly what my position is in this. Oh, by the way, I told you guys buy corn, buy wheat, buy soybeans. Those are called commodities. If you don't know how to do that, we can talk about that. Those are commodities. The commodities markets are up. Obviously sugar might right now is up 16 cents. Coffee went down $3.55. It's down 1.61, but coffee has been flying over the radar for quite a while at 217.
25. Lumber is down 23.70 cents. So hang on a second. Let's see who we have. Michael, thank you. Okay. You're a random guy. Love it. Michael, love you, Michael. No problem. So let's take a look. Greece is dealing with the energy crisis. Hey, what's up, Michael?
Hey, you know, it sounds like now's time to buy with all the stuff going down.
You know, okay, sell me on that, because this is something that's been going on since right before the pandemic. We have an artificial market, and I'm just going to argue back and forth with you, and we'll see if we come up with a reason. Okay,
sure.
If we can agree. Buying on the dip right now is very dangerous, because I've been monitoring this since we opened this morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. And right now it's 2:07 PM Eastern, May 5th, 2022. Okay. So that since these are recorded, that these are our benchmarks. Ethereum's down $206. I'm sure you're aware, Michael, the market is based upon people's mental state, right? It's based on what they believe. And it's not a lot of people have, you know, huge trading floors like we have in our houses that are watching the market, you know, micro analytically. They're just saying, okay, this is a time where we're going to get really hurt, and they're seeing their value. They're constantly refreshing their fidelity value, and it's going down. What do you say about that, Michael?
You know, and when you have a big event like what's going on in Ukraine, or what happened in the early pandemic, or even 9/11, you know, the market's going to go way down. Even after 9/11, the market was like closed for at least a week, and it was awful. But you know what? It went back up like it always does. And you know, if you buy,
you know, I want to believe you, brother. But we're going, so we have built this thing on an artificial basis. Name one fundamental that all this, just tell me one fundamental that justifies the market to be where it's at right now, other than the artificial, I'll use the word holding up by the Fed. I mean, you got to realize whenever we, 2008, this would have destroyed 2008. If we go back to when the crash occurred in 1929 or something.
29,
Yeah, like 600 points just destroyed everything. Everybody was jumping off buildings and killing themselves at 600 points. We're down now. Okay, we're not 1,100 yet, but we're down at one. The Dow is down 1056. NASDAQ's down 653.61. One thing we did say is, if you have a chance, guys, take a look at Tesla. I'm not going to tell you why, but just Elon Musk made a special deal. All S&P 500 sectors. Okay, here it is. All S&P 500 sectors are declining, effective immediately. So I want to hear your point, my friend. Tell me.
So you're saying the Dow is down 100 points.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're saying the Dow's down 100 points right now?
No. The Dow, as of right this second, we're down 1,081.
Oh, 1,000 points.
1,081, right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is based on 40 stocks. Is that correct?
Yes. So
these are 40 stocks that have gone down. They're pretty strong stocks.
Right.
You know.
But now let's remember our market here, Michael. Yeah. You might be a trader. You might be a trader or an analyst. We're talking about Mrs. Jones, who's constantly refreshing her trading app, and she's like, "Oh my God, I just lost $150,000 in 10 minutes." See, that's what I'm thinking of, and that's why I'm here. So if you have a contrarian, by the way, right now it's 2:10 p.m. Eastern on May 5th, 2020. The Dow is down 1058. S&P down 1.152. NASDAQ's down 655 points. Jesus. So go ahead, Michael. Give me some feedback.
Basically, I'm not a trader. I probably should be an investor. I do have a really good mutual funds that has some really good high yield stocks. But historically, it will bounce back. It might take a year or so, but it will bounce back and it will get higher. I mean, you're talking about the history of, you know, since, you know, as I said, I'm just going to go back to 9/11, when it was really, we didn't know what was going to happen.
That's right.
And it was pretty bad. But it bounced back and it got stronger and stronger and stronger, and you just got to wait it out. And I mean, you might lose in the short term, but you know, any investor will know the stocks is just something you just can't like on a whim say, oh, I'm going to sell all my stock because I lost, you know.
That's what I'm going to ask you. How would you, let's assume we're broadcasting this on our network right now, and we're going to go live with this all over the world. What would you tell people as they're seeing their portfolios go down and they don't even understand that the artificial value of the market right now is being propped up by the Fed? Do you understand? You understand how that's working right now, right?
Definitely.
We are thousands of points of just artificial BS that's there. And how do you tell Mrs. Jones to just kind of wait as she's watching her entire 401k and everything go down? That does she
play? The first day. Yes. He's got to ride the wave today. Now, if he gets 1,000 points every day for the next week or so, then maybe something's going on.
Yeah.
It's the first day. You know, wait it out. It should pass. I think the Fed's, you know, interest rates are talking about going up. They've not gone up forever.
And yesterday, I think I'm in a message. I told you, we're at 50 basis points as of yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what happened as of yesterday, right? I mean, they raised the Fed raised the interest rate, and they're talking about moving it up again. And, you know, continuously every month moving it up. So,
yeah, I don't think that's going to every month, you know, it's not raised every month for like a long, long time.
Sure.
So unless that actually happens, maybe I'd be concerned. But, you know, twice in the same month, you know, once again, you just got to ride the wave. And, you know, historically, unless the world really is messed up and this is truly, you know, a true crash like 29 or even, you know, back in inflation, you know, don't worry yet,
right?
because if you're an investor, and now's the time to buy, because if you see, I remember when, you know, 9/11 went, IBM went down really low, and it's like I should have bought it back then because it went really high again.
Did you say IBM International Business Machines?
Yeah, really? Yeah. It went, and I don't remember what it was, but it dropped a lot.
Wow.
So it was something, you know, which is one of those things. And, you know, as I said, I'm just dating myself. I do have a good portfolio.
Yeah.
And I'm not
going
to do
it. So are you, whenever you refresh your portfolio this morning and you're seeing what's going on, do you see any concern? Or are you just sitting back, just realizing you've had a passive cash gain over a certain period of time, and you're willing to ride it because you right now, I think we're maybe you're right. Maybe what we're seeing is we're seeing sentiment of people on the panic selling side. This is new news. Shopify just announced their earnings and they were way lower than they thought. So they're going to start tanking in a few minutes. So, you know, this is like, it's unusual. See, guys, we were never able to do this before because the data wasn't so raw and real. And what Michael's saying is, okay, Rob, I agree with what you're saying. He understands the data is real. Okay. He's also saying that you need to just maybe watch and see if it happens. If it goes down and we close out today over 1,000 down, and then we close over 1,000 down tomorrow, there's going to be some major problems. But there's still the issue, and I don't know this number, Michael, but where do you think the Dow was, or the NASDAQ was at, and the Dow prior to the pandemic? So let's just reverse the engine 2 years. What do you think?
I want to say, and I really don't know where we're at today, but it was maybe a couple thousand points lower pre-pandemic than it is today.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. You know? So in my mind, kind of walk me through this and see if you agree with this. In my mind, we're about 2,000 points overvalued right now. By the way, gold's down 5.37 at 1875.88. I am buying gold. We are buying silver now. Silver's 0.03 at 22.44. We're buying silver on spot as much as we can get. Gold and silver, and all the commodities. So what you're saying is everybody should just realize that 2,000 points is the amount that kind of, you know, is the rate that it went up during the pandemic. So that would be a benchmark. If you see it going past that, then we got something to worry about. Does that sound about right?
Right. I think that's very wise. You know, it raised the first day, ride the wave. If it gets much lower, then maybe consider selling some of it off, but don't just cash it all in, because that's not a good move, especially if it's going to go back up, which traditionally, historically, it will. We've been through this before.
Yeah, I would love nothing more than for it to go up. But I think what you're saying is correct, because of the issue of the artificial maintenance that they've been able to have, maintenance of the market. They've been able to hold on to it, and they've been able to, you know, basically inflate the market by 2,000 points. So I think the benchmark really is what you just said. I think we have a 2,000 point buffer, but if we go any lower than 2,000 points, it's going to be a bloodbath. And I think that's the reason why you're not seeing the what I'm telling you guys right now all over the news, because they don't want to panic people. People don't want to, they don't want people going to their Fidelity account and looking and saying, how much have I lost today? You know, I
mean, there's safeguards in the market too. You know, if it gets really low, they just close it. They're going to close the market and it won't go down. So there's safeguards. It's not going to go crashing like maybe it was in 29. They'll close the market, say, oh, we're done.
But Michael, today. Can you imagine? See, right now they're trying to hide it. You have to, I guess we have to agree. This is why we want to come up on your national afternoon news. By the way, everybody, people are losing billions of dollars this morning. We'll be back. We'll be back live at 5. Okay, that's not happening. So if they're not, and this is what's really happening, are they just trying to keep the people from panicking and going out? And, you know, because the stock market is based on fundamentals of what people think, right? I say fundamentals of the data. And that's analytical information. By the way, I got to follow Michael. Oh, I lost Michael. I lost him. Guys, you're seeing what's happening and we're watching it live. We subscribe to Bloomberg and all of these, and we're watching these charts. Our positions, I'll tell you where we're at. Our position is, if you can get into Bitcoin, we bought into Bitcoin. Our dollar cost average is $1,120. I did a television show last night and we'll be posting that up on our national networks. It was crazy. I was completely talking about financial and real estate, and that is the biggest game right now that I am unsure of. Okay. All right. The Dow right now is down 1,030. The time is 2:18 p.m. or 2:18 Eastern time, May 5th. Dow's down. We've recovered a little bit. 1,030. NASDAQ is now, we're down 638. So we're down 5%. They just mentioned that the brick and mortar stores are down. Hang on a second, guys.
Down about 3.4% to be one of the only 23 stocks in the green today. One of those, Romaine, is Booking Holdings, of course, certainly a company that we're looking at today. We got the quarterly results.
Okay, Bitcoin's at 36,779.
Seeing the first quarter gross bookings were a record in the company's history, preparing for a very busy travel season ahead. April finally.
Okay, Booking Holdings, BKNG, is up 88.67 on an announcement of earnings.
Interesting to see whether some of the recent trends are persistent here and how that helps companies like Booking. Joining us right now, I'm pleased to say, is the president and CEO of the company, Glenn Fuller.
Okay, it's one of these pitch decks. Okay. So, anybody else got, somebody else come up that wants to just throw in some ideas? What we're trying to figure out right now is, number one, I want to know this. Do you guys believe that the market is overpriced? That's the first question. Number two, if it is overpriced, how did it get that way? Number three, if it got that way, how long do you think it's going to last? And then at what point is the strike point at which we know we've made a mistake in the way the Fed has handled this mess? Does anybody want to take a task at that? Take a look. I know we have a lot of PhDs in here, and we have math and science people. Hang on a second. And again, guys, you got to realize that the markets are so based on people's feelings. All S&P 500 sectors are declining right now. So, wow. The Spanish Football League, by the way, has a $900 million junk bond rating as of this morning.
Is this international travel?
Well, international's picking up. It's still significantly down from 2019 numbers, but the mix is getting better. The mix we saw in Q1, 40% of the business being international. That's an improvement over where it was, about 7 percentage points better than it was the quarter before. So we're on the right.
Yeah, well, booking that's great, guys. But have you guys tried to buy an airline ticket lately and with the price? Have you guys looked at gasoline? I filled up my car last night and it blows my mind. What are they doing about that? They say they're releasing 1 million barrels a day. That's nothing. I don't think the American consumer can handle these type of gouges. Not to mention, I don't want to get into the issue of the rent. All your rents are, you know, who in the heck would have thought you're going to get a note on your door that says your rent went up $1,000 a month. And they told us at the beginning of the pandemic that you're going to get a full deferment and you're going to be able to defer all the money you owe. Well, comma, if you qualify at the time of deferment. So, you know, you have to have the job and have the information along, you know, and as of today, there's a mortgage company that we talked about last night on the TV show that is firing like 5,000 employees today, and they're a mortgage underwriter. So that's just because of that 1 point jump. Who wants to jump up and talk to me or jump up and talk to the group? Because guys, it is based on, okay, Bitcoin, XRP, okay. Elon Musk, though, he's still hanging in there, man. They're still saying push hard on the push hard on the analytics regarding Twitter. Let's listen to what this guy has said about all the sectors of the S&P 500 going down.
And just really book travel overall. Of course, in the old days, when we, at least when it came to vacation, and I guess for business travel as well, you would, of course, book that flight, book that hotel as well. We know hotels have kind of fallen out of favor with a lot of folks who instead prefer to use something like Airbnb or similar services where they could sort of rent a room or a house on their own here. How much have you integrated?
Okay, it looks like Switzerland, they say, is being attacked by the international community for going easy on seizing Russian billions. And that's going to be a problem because they should be aligned with us. That's pretty serious. Guys, we're still over 1,000 down on the Dow. We're still over 630 now on NASDAQ. Over 90% of all S&P 500 names are falling. So as this is you have to understand that everything we're talking about is dynamic in nature. I can say one thing 1 second, and then, you know, in 3 minutes something could change. But again, the more people start looking at their losses, that's where people are going to go, just okay, we've made $1 million. We're now going to sell it, and that's the scary part. Let's take a look at the price of the dollar right now.
We've talked a lot about the segments of flights and increasing that offering on the platform. Where do you see sort of the next future growth area?
Yeah, those are all areas that definitely we see growth. For example, we really didn't have flights at booking.com for, you know, many, many years. We started doing it in 2018, 2019, but now it's really beginning.
Okay, so I guess the Shanghai market went down. It went down. So I guess markets across the world are actually going down. Bitcoin dropped the most in almost a month, with the optimism seen across financial markets following the Federal Reserve's meeting proved to be short-lived. The largest digital currency fell as much as 8.4% to 36,639, the biggest intraday drop since April 11th. So we got some problems, guys, with the Federal Reserve and the intraday traders that are trying to pop this up. There's also some regulation coming on Airbnb where they're trying to regulate the areas. If you own property, we always talk about buying it in real estate. This is something we have to look at. If you actually buy real estate for Airbnb, they're trying to put more governmental regulations on it and more cautionary tales to it. So you got to be really, really careful of that. Okay, there's my gold. We're down $5.58. We're still at $18.75. Silver's holding it. We're up 22.43. Copper's down $4.75. Platinum is at $984, guys. Aluminum is at $2,916. It's down $37. So, what do you guys think? Tell me what you're hearing from all this. By the way, time code on this, Bloomberg Stadium right now, it's 2:25 p.m. PM Eastern Standard Time on May 5th, 2020. This is Rob Pizzol. I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital International and our investment firm. And we're watching this live, and I'm just kind of giving you some feedback and letting you know what's happening in the market right now.
Disney is something we're into. However, Disney made some real bad discussions and bad mistakes. The way they handled I don't know what even it's called. Yeah, as you know what the words are. The bottom line is they're being penalized by the market very heavily. And Disney, if you guys have tried to even go to Disney recently, it's going to cost you, I don't know. I joke about it and say it's $1,000 a day for a person. There's really no way to get a hotel and get there and go to the park and spend anything less than $1,000 a day. It didn't used to be like that. It wasn't meant just for rich people. But that's what's happening right now with Disney. So guys, simply if you want to join, if you feel like you have something to offer, other than just gathering or aggregating our data, that's fine. Come up to the screen and let us talk to you, and let's get your feeling on what you think about the market, where you think we're going to go, and do you see this as just a temporary setback? Okay, other issues that are happening right now, we have over 168 ships that are over on the Port of Los Angeles. They're 1 mile out. They're right now delivering last year's Halloween goods. Let me tell you guys what that means in case you don't understand the dynamic and the logistics of that. What that means is there's been no, they called a presidential emergency or something to resolve that. However, there is not a back-end ability to distribute those products throughout the country. They don't have enough truckers, they don't have enough warehouses. So all of that property and all that stuff that should have been delivered, you know, back in December, back in October, November, December, is still sitting out there. So they're bringing it in as slow as they can. The Port of LA is not open 24 hours a day. All you gotta do is go on YouTube and you can see that. We'll post that link on our homepage for you. It's great. We actually, you know, had one of our reporters get on and talk to some of these people, and no, they're saying no, they're not open 24 hours a day. So that's real. Amazon, I believe, is taking a lead. They just said, we're not going to handle this loss. They went out and built their own infrastructure very, very quickly as far as their shipping infrastructure. And a lot of people, guys, you might like this or not like this. People are absolutely right now trying to bring they don't want to ever see this again where they're being penalized for working offshore having offshore centers. They want to bring it all back in the United States. So I've told you guys the other day, we are buying in certain areas. We're buying real estate. I'll tell you the areas just because I'm sure you'll want to know. We're buying right now in Tampa, Florida. We're buying in Houston, Texas. We're buying in Dallas, Texas. We're buying in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're buying in Columbus, Ohio, and we're buying in Detroit, Michigan. Those states show the highest analytical return. We're looking for properties that are rentable ready. We will pay cash. We have a multi-billion dollar hedge fund behind us. They do not, you know, basically I can't get into the amounts you get paid, but realize they're not using realtors. They're looking for people to bring dollars to them or bring deals to them. And we have a structure. If you want to do that, contact our offices, contact at Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at Western Capital Investments, INVESTMENTS.com. And I'll send you over a deal sheet on how that works. I'm interested because I was really interested as to why they said Detroit. Then I had a buddy call me and say that there's 18 properties there that I can get for $1,000 a unit. And of course, I'm going to buy those. Hang on one second.
Down to the lows of the session, we're off 5.3%. Again, some of the worst one-day sell-offs that we haven't seen going back really since the depths of the pandemic recession in 2020. A Russell 2000 can't catch a reprieve either, despite some of the inflation, reflationary, the focus here on how strong perhaps maybe the U.S. economy is. And that still is off about 4.6% as well. I mentioned yields are rising, so you're not catching any safe haven in full faith and credit. We go down to the bottom of the screen. It is a classic safe haven, which is Romaine, the dollar strength that has been relentless this year. That continues with perhaps maybe King Dollar back at it once again.
Yeah, and I mean, this is obviously a broad market story, a cross asset story here as well. We always keep an eye on the commodity space, particularly
here's our at commodities, this time
of
guys.
Day as we get settlement of NYMEX crude futures. Kind of been all over the map on the day. It was below 107 at one point. Looks like it's going to settle just above 108 here on the day. That's higher by about 5/10%, but given some of the wild swings that we've seen in crude, you can pretty much call that flat on the day. You did see see a lot of activity in the European gas space today. You're looking at Dutch futures on your screen, only up 2.5% right now, but at one point on the day, they were up above 10% here on the day. And take a look at the last two lines on your screen. Wheat prices in particular, at least as based in the futures market here in Chicago, moving higher here. A lot of this, of course, has to do with some of the extreme heat that we're seeing overseas in some of the Asian regions. And now you're starting to hear more talk about countries taking more protectionist measures. Yeah.
Okay, what you guys can't see is wheat and soybeans are up 27.25. $27 up on wheat, and your soybeans are up 5.75. So you're up 2.53 on wheat. So we have a commodities issue, guys. I mean, there's going to be a food issue here real quickly, especially if we have it. Okay, now they're talking about Dine Brands
today. So hard to see that this is surprising here, but Dine Brands, of course, off about 5%. Well, man, the quarterly numbers actually look pretty good. You have Applebee's continuing to kill it. IHOP same store sales a little bit lighter than expectations, but really good first quarter.
Okay, I'm going to cut her off. Okay, here's the dollar. Bitcoin 36,288. Ethereum 27.25. XRP 0.59. Litecoin 96.185. That's where we're at right this second. Right now, market time is 2:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 5th, 2022. Again, now in MSNBC is saying that all the S&P 500 sectors are declining.
Consumers. You know, our brands, most of our consumers earn a household income of less than $75,000. So we're very focused on that. What we're forecasting for 2022 is a 13-16% increase in the cost of goods. Particularly,
these are the people that own Applebee's and own IHOP, and they're talking about, their market's going to come back because everybody's been stuck at home. All right, guys, if nobody has anything to say or doesn't want to come up, I'm not going to sit here and have a continuous discussion about this. I will update you. I wouldn't even come on here and do this during the day if this was not so serious. And I do not understand. And I am a member of the media. I do not understand why this is not being covered. It's probably because, as our friend said, they don't want people to be panicking. But everything that you're seeing in the market right now has been, oh, here's more. Apple down 9.66, Microsoft down $14.65, Intel down 1.67, Cisco down 2.16. The technology sector is being crushed. Wow. Now, I don't know about Apple and that play for at the 155. I don't know what I would do on that. We could talk about that. We could think about that. I don't know. I have a tendency to think that Apple's impenetrable, but I don't know on that. So I'm going to ask one last time, does anybody have any comments? You guys can go back and listen to this. Right now, the timestamp is 2.33 p.m. Eastern Time, May 5th, 2022. That's the data that is currently. DeFi exchanges are saying that they provide more liquidity than larger rivals. The Dow right now is down 1235, S&P 500 down 171. And NASDAQ's down 7 points. So down NASDAQ now, we're over 700. Okay, we're down 707 on the NASDAQ. Stand by 1 second. We got some guests. I'm just going to look at your profiles. I hate Mr. Space. I love you, bro. Dr. Rao, I'm going to bring the space guy, my space guy up, because this is extremely market fundamentability. Dr. Rao is one of my greatest friends. Great, great guy. Okay, let's see. Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Man, today's a crazy day, bud. This is not yesterday, huh?
This is not what?
It's not yesterday. By the way, I salute you for what you did yesterday. I listened to all those recordings, and I want to tell you, I really support your stepping up for us. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to say what's up and catch up and also, I guess, give my take on what's going on.
I got to keep our viewers and our listeners up to date. Right now, we're at 2.34 p.m. EST. It's on May 5th, 2020. That's what we're looking at. The Dow Jones is now down 1,235. Okay. It just broke. Okay, 1,200. NASDAQ is down 705. That went down. When we started out, it was over 500. So if you guys go back and listen to this and do it, corn is going up, wheat is up $27, soybeans are up $5. Go ahead, my friend, talk to me. What's up?
Yeah, well, I think it's all revolving around what you and me were talking about last time. Well, not you and me directly, but it's the exact same thing, only at a global scale. You know, all these companies are bowing down to, I don't think they're actually bowing down. I think people somehow made it to positions of power within these companies that are making all these dumbass decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I also want to tell you that I agree with you. And I think a lot of it starts with Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve, because I think this was a manipulation. It's a forced manipulation over the past 2 years. And we did, as we talked to some people, you know, the market is artificially upping itself by 2,000 points. You know, so what you're seeing is maybe possibly just bringing it back to normality. What do you think about that?
You think that it's going back to, well, yeah, because there's going to be a shift, because you can only take so much from people. People are not happy, you know, in general. Yeah. In general, I'm talking about everything, movies, commercials, toys, right down the line to everything from clothes.
How about gas, buddy? How about gas?
Oh, gas. Yeah. But again, there's no point. Like, I would pay. I'll give you an example, right? I always go back to you know, women. But why, you know, I would pay the gas if I had a place to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. But point made.
You know what I mean?
Made. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's scary because the markets are such that people are in these areas where, you know, their rents are going up by $1,000 a pop.
In
1 month. I mean, what do you do? How do you handle that? Well, I mean, it's your wages certainly aren't going up that high. If you have a job, you know,
in California, which is where I'm at right now, the rent, the cheapest one is you can find maybe is $2,000.
Now that's
just a second. I'm gonna go on mute.
Oh, go ahead, no problem. Yeah, so he's in California right now in LA, guys, and he's a good friend of the show. And so, you know, it's a crazy market over in Los Angeles, which we're not buying in Los Angeles. Notice the cities I said we're buying right now, and we have I think I don't know how big the portfolio is, but it's in alignment with one of the big banks, and we're buying it at full value. So we're buying in Detroit, we're buying into Tampa, we're buying in Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, Indiana, Houston, and Dallas is where we're at right now. Those are where we're buying single family units that have been built since 1965, and properties that are ready for us to be able to rent out. That's what we're purchasing right now. If you have any issues with that, just contact Robert at westerncapitalinvestments.com. Go ahead, my friend.
I think that's kind of also because I'm telling you, I'm in the worst place possible when it comes to buying or renting anything, you know?
Okay.
It's like you got to be an ultra millionaire to do anything out here. There's nothing you can do for the regular people, you know.
Is it true that there's a mass exodus from California? I mean, I've heard about that.
Yes, because like there's no, you can't have fun. That's what I always point to that. It's like,
ooh, yeah.
You know, unless you're a millionaire, there's nothing you can do other than just go to work to pay a roof over your head, where you got all these other rules where you can't do jack. You see what I mean? It's like it's loom and gloom. It's like
so what you're saying is your quality of life. Where it used to be, hey, we live in Los Angeles, we're going to have a great time. All of those things that led to that beautiful lifestyle have kind of come crashing down.
They've come crashing down, yes.
Because so there's not a lot of incentive to go out and create for yourself, because there's just not a lot there, right? Is that kind of what you're
saying? Not just that. You can't create. There's, you know, people, they don't want to hear it, but it's monopolized. Everything's been monopolized, you know. You can't do movies without having millions of dollars already. And even that gets taken by, you know, dumbass people that don't know how to tell a story. You know, it's all these things.
Right. No, it's like, let's be real. That is not one of the top things that people are buying right now. I mean, people are trying and barely suffering. People are needing clothes, or not clothes. They need food, right? They need shelter. I mean, if we're talking real, and at the beginning of this conversation, you know, I'm just talking raw numbers, and to some people, the raw numbers don't mean anything. But when you put it in the aspect of, you know, a mom who might have four kids, and she's being put on the street, and there is no there's no ability to help her, and we've destroyed the people that are out there right now that have tried to help. We've just taken and taken and taken from any foundations and all the people that are giving money back. This is tough. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, I don't think society is prepared to just tell, you know, kids, hey, go live on the street. You know what I mean? I don't see that happening.
I've been blessed. I just don't know.
That's the worst aspect of the mall. Everybody forgets about the kids. Kids have no more dreams. That's it. What do you got?
How old are you, my friend? How old are you, my friend?
30.
Okay, you're 30. Okay. So, kids have no dreams. Wow. Wow. That hits me. It hits me hard because, you know, man, if you don't have a dream, if you don't have anything to head towards, then what are you doing in order to go to work and get up in the morning and go put in your hours to be able to have money? I mean, it's not simply to just come home and, you know, buy a little bit of food for your family and get back and start up again. That's a great, great point. He's on pause right now. We'll run through these. The Dow's down 1187 now, S&P 500 down 164. Time code is 2:41 PM, May 5th, 2022. NASDAQ is down 684.61. XRP is down 0.53. We're down 8.33. BTC Cash is at 274. Ethereum is at $27 a share. We're going down. Let's take a look. They're talking about the NASDAQ again.
Update. In fact, the last time you had a 5% move to the downside, you had to go back into August and September of 2020. And of course,
the massive move.
At some point, we will quote the market, the Dow, specifically in points. That's how you know it's serious. And at some point, Taylor will break out your equal weighted S&P 500 for good measure. But before we get to all that silliness, let's get to something important here and someone who knows a lot about this, the best of Bloomberg Intelligence. And we're taking a look at tech stocks and the tech sell-off behind it. Gina Martin Adams joining us right now.
Oh, here we go, guys. Tech.
Look, this is a broad-based decline that we're seeing today, but no doubt about it that tech stocks and the weakness that we've seen there, or rather the lack of conviction for folks to buy some of those tech stocks, is a big part of the reason we're seeing these moves.
Yeah, it's tech, it's media, it's telecom, it's even some of the consumer discretionary names that we know as tech, like Amazon, for example. So it really is part of a bigger, broader theme, which is this deflation of this bubble, if you will, that manifests itself in the pandemic.
Okay, it says discretionary tech stocks are leading on the sell-off. So all these people that got rich on tech are dumping it. So Apple falls the most. Oh my God. Apple falls the most in September of 2020. The lead off in the sale is in the tech sector. Stand by 1 second. Oh, by the way, time code is 2:43 PM Eastern time. I have to say that so that way you guys can follow and keep track of what we're doing. 2:43 Eastern time, May 5th, 2020. Microsoft is down the most since October 2020.
And it seems like we'd actually deflated all the way back to those 2020 levels. What to make that relative value still being overvalued, if you will?
Yeah. The earnings slide page is a really short answer. Over the course of the first quarter earnings season, we actually had a pretty rare tech miss. On average, over
okay, here's one. Alphabet, which is Google, that's their parent company. Alphabet is down. It's the highest it's been reduced since October of 2020. That's on Alphabet, which is Google and all their companies. Wow.
And you said something earlier about Disney, for example.
Yeah, Disney's involved in this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's all about this binary stuff, and I'm not going to get into it because I'll just be flamed.
Yeah.
I'll never get as flamed as I was yesterday.
Well, we can go around it. Just the buying of Star Wars is a perfect example.
Yeah,
that was a unkillable franchise, and somehow they pulled it off.
They managed to destroy that, didn't they?
I mean, and that's what they've been doing with everything. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and that's pretty messed up. And again, let me ask you a question, my friend. Can you afford to go to Disney? If I told you, hey, go to Disney today and spend the day with your family, how much do you think it costs you, and could you do it?
Right now, I've already looked into it. It's about give or take $1,500, but add another $500 between everything else, you know, like food and
who in the heck can afford it? Who can afford that? It's completely wrong.
That's 1 month.
Okay, that's right. Okay, Amazon is down. Oh my God, Amazon's down $188, guys. Meta, which is Facebook, is down 15. Alphabet shares is down. They're down 121. The time code on this is 2:45 p.m. May 5th, 2022. So, yeah, like you said, my friend, that's the price it costs to go to Disney. So, you know,
but let me tell you something.
Who has $2,000 to do that?
Yeah, well, we believe it or not, people do have it, But here's the catch. Why would I go spend all that money to be just a chauffeur, right? I'm not having fun as a man, all right? That's why I would go back to the people that pay the bills. Believe it or not, it's us guys. Why the hell would I pay if I'm not going to have fun? You see what I mean?
Yeah. Especially and, if a Coke is $12. I mean, this is crazy where we're going. I stopped at a store today to buy some orange juice. I did a live shot on NBC, and so I got some orange juice to drink while I was on the set. Well, it cost me $3.49 for one of those in-store little orange juices. $3.49 a piece. Are you joking? Yeah, that's what happened. Crazy.
I mean, you would pay it if you had some use for it, but I always look at the use, right? Why would you pay for something if it's no use to you? And that's why I always tackle the guy problem. Out here in California, guys are suffering. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna do a room space.
You should do that. Yeah.
Send me an email when you get a chance to Robert@wcilive.com. Robert@wcilive.com. And I'm gonna bring you in. We're gonna do a room because I have tapes from last night that I haven't even put them up yet because I'm still contemplating the damage that was done. As this lady walked in and just completely destroyed humanity with whatever her comments were. But we have the tapes that they were all transcribed last night, and I'll probably just do it anyway. Space was there and he heard it. Guys, if you're not following me, definitely follow me on all platforms. One thing I tell you guys is when we bring you data, we never, ever, ever will bring you something that's worthless. Okay. We only come at you and we only bring something to you when it's valuable. So Space, if you write that down, send me your information. I'll get you and we'll get together because, I have full recordings of all that happened last night with that lady. And she was, I don't know what's your gut feeling on that. A lot of people don't know about that yet, but that's going on all over the world where we're syndicating that one.
Yes. Yeah. She said it in the talk. She said it a couple of times. She went over and over. She said she doesn't want to repeat the cycle of basically what she went through. And that means it's what I said about the kids. There is no future. There's no dreams. That's like all you're repeating, which is why I think people are pushing this whole, plus, you know, the abortion and all that. And it's like,
oh, you do. Yeah. I did a story on that. You know, a Supreme Court justice leaked their opinion, but they're going to over Roe versus Wade right now. If you, I don't know what channel you can watch it on. I'm watching on the internet because they have people that are live streaming on YouTube, but they're putting up fences again, all over the Supreme Court, all over the White House, all over the Capitol. So they're preparing for, I guess you would call, I don't want to say riots, but they're preparing for huge feedback because of that.
Yeah, it's the big switch. It's finally changing. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're winning.
little by little,
but you know.
So again, hey, brother, I do appreciate your support yesterday. It meant a lot, and it will go live. Yep. And when people listen and are able to listen to exactly what was said and the things that she said about basically, hey, I give up in life, and I'm a terrible mom. I give up on relationships, but she's with a guy for 9 years and doesn't want to marry him. Okay, you know, that's the stuff we'll talk about later. But it's good seeing you. Thanks a lot, buddy. Guys, right now, time code 2:49 p.m., May 5th, 2022. We're with Bloomberg. And let me run through some numbers with you. The Dow right now, we're down at 249. We're down at 1157. S&P is down 161. Intraday on NASDAQ is down 678. Aluminum is down $37. Platinum is down 9. The VIX is up 6.06. Let's see what NBC is trying to say right now. Stand by.
Let's see all of this more with Michael Purvis, of course, Talbach and Capital Advisor, CEO and founder, has almost 30 years of experience on Wall Street, and he's here to break down some of today's moves. Before we get to some of the intraday volatility, talk to me about a VIX. It's at a 30 handle. Should it be at a 40? What is a 30, which still seems relatively subdued, telling you?
Okay, I'm not gonna bore you guys with all this technology. I'll break it all down for you and put it in bite-sized pieces so you can get it.
we watch the markets. Today is absolutely catastrophic for what's happened in the markets. Our position is if it goes down today, say we close down 1,000 today, and if it goes down 1,000 tomorrow, you're back exactly where we were at the beginning of the pandemic. That this has been an artificial upgrade because of the Dow and because of the printing of all the fake money. This is the cost we're paying. These are the costs that we're paying. If you're looking at it, if you're an investor, you have a 401k. Go look at it and take a look right now at look at your value. It's gone down. You've lost a lot of money today. And I mean, these numbers, when I keep calling them out, these are not fake. These are real, real people that are selling. And people sell because of emotion. They buy because of emotion. But with Bitcoin, wait a second. Bitcoin is now down 32.17 at 36,560. I've said, and I'll stand by this one. We bought in at 1,120 for our position on Bitcoin. That's the dollar cost average on ours. But I will say anything less than $30,000, you can dollar cost average at 30,000 on Bitcoin. All right, guys, this is Robert Pizzella, and I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We are live, and this is going to be recaptured and broadcast right now. The time code is 2:51 Eastern. We're looking at almost a market close. For sure, we're going to be down over 1,000, and it's going to be tragic because we are we had a few gains and now we're just going down, and the tech sector is being destroyed. Guys, if you don't have silver, buy some. If you don't have gold, buy some. If you do not have food prepared for your family, where you have a place to go, or if you don't have food to take care of yourself, you don't have a generator to take care of yourself, guys, there's going to be a point that because we're in the middle of a war, and I have to say this carefully, because we're in the middle of a war and all these things are happening, you have to be responsible for yourself. No one is going to be sticking their hand out to want to assist you, especially people that have lost, you know, today alone, they're losing billions of dollars, okay? So let's be real. Gold is tangible. Okay, it's something you can own, you can pick up, you can keep. Silver is the exact same thing. Okay, currency, yeah, have a couple $1,000 or whatever you consider a small amount. But have if you have money, at least have $20,000-$30,000 available in currency in fives, tens, twenties, and have it available so you can use it. But make sure that you have the essentials that you're going to need to get you through this, because I'm telling you right now, what you're witnessing right now, timestamp 2:53 Eastern time, 2:53 PM Eastern time, May 5th, 2022, is you're witnessing a market drop that hasn't happened since prior to the COVID, and people are going to react. And it'll be interesting to see how national news covers this. We're going to go live with it tonight, but it'll be interesting to see how people react. They don't want people to say the Federal Reserve caused this, because the Federal Reserve said we want nothing. You know, they don't want to be blind. By the way, George, thank you for joining me on LinkedIn. Guys, all of you have all of my platforms that I'm on. Follow me on all those. And we leave our talks up, and then they're syndicated, and they're sent out all over the world. And they're sent on 90 different platforms, and we're in 4 different languages. So believe it or not, this conversation that we had today will be transcribed into four different languages, and it'll be all over the globe. So that's the power that we have as far as to be able to broadcast. It's not about the people that are on this platform right now, because this is the platform that I choose to use. I used to use Clubhouse, where I would have 3 or 4, you know, maybe 3,000 people in the room. This is much, much better. Silver, $22.49. My gold is still sitting at $18.77. We're still down. But gold, guys, is essential. Make sure you have the basics. Make sure you have food. Make sure you have the supplies. Get yourself some water. I mean, this is some basic stuff, but just imagine what's going to happen. I mean, if you tried to fill your car up recently, how much did it cost? And did you notice it? Well, for years, I've never noticed any of this. I just go to the grocery store and I'd pull whatever I want in my cart, and you know, I'd be fine. The outline for people to fill out, WCI Bank. Okay, so if you guys need money for your business, go to WCIBank.com, and we can help you with that. We fund deals, or we have partners that fund deals. That's what one of my companies. You can find out everything about me. Just go to Robert Pizzella, robertpaisola.com.
And that'll be, that's like a link tree of everything we offer. Time code right now is 2.55 p.m. Eastern time. It's May 5th, 2022. This is Rob Pizzola. I'm the CEO and president of Western Capital. The S&P is falling. Everything is going down. We'll see where we land, and I will talk to you guys later. I apologize for those that couldn't get on the stage, but this is a very, very, very serious matter, and I'm interested to see how our peers are going to handle this. But if you're asking for some suggestions, I've given you many. Play it back. And that's why I timestamp everything, because things change so radically. And just imagine, you know, guys, we're not dealing with a lot of institutional investors on this. What's dropping this is we're having the kids that moved GameStop up. I mean, this is just causing drama in their world. I mean, I'm in a Bitcoin right now, and now Bitcoin's at 36,000. Oh my God. Okay, so we've just you run the numbers, guys. You know where we're at. So, as we're live, I'm in Las Vegas, and right now, timestamp in Las Vegas, it's 11:57 a.m. on Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Again, I invite you to please follow us here. You can go to Clubhouse. You can follow me on Clubhouse. Just type in WCI Bank, B-A-N-K, and that's a group that you can follow us on. And we record from there to be able to broadcast also. Follow us on all the different platforms here, Instagram. Just so you know, you're here. You don't have to like it. You don't have to come listen to it. If you want to listen to it, that's fine. And we appreciate the people that have been pushing the little button saying, you know, thanks for everything you're doing. We want to make sure that you guys do not panic and go out and do things that are crazy. So we study it, and I've been up all night. I haven't even been to sleep. This has been going on since we just had a feeling that this was going to go. And I will release the recordings last night as we did the same thing, and it's exactly what we thought. So we're live in Las Vegas. It's Rob Pizzola. Thank you, guys. I will talk to you soon. Please follow us to our friends here on this platform. We appreciate you. Please, this report is copyright Western Capital Media 2022. No replication or redistribution is permitted without the express written consent of Western Capital and or its assigns in association with the Bloomberg Foundation. Time code 2:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 5th, 2022. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Pizzola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.